another new town, making new memories, making each moment count. My new favorite place is where I've never been, but there's one place I go back again and again and again. Touches down, knowing that I'll see your face in the crowd. We'll talk for hours and the world fades away. I live for these moments, my heart it counts down the days. Hold on, hold on, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. It's been too
Lauren, we're home.
We're home. I'm coming home.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
We are back. This is, Lauren, you want to say?
This is Hymn Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow, Ben, here we are.
Oh my God, we have missed this moment.
We have missed this. So
for first-time listeners, yeah. And we imagine there's a lot of you, this is... our radio show.
It is.
Self-explanatory. Yep. We call it Hymn Hunters International, mm-hmm. not because we love hymns, but we have played some hymns in the
we
past.
We have played some hymns.
But because we both are diehard HGTV fans, that was a song we just played by mm-hmm. the Property Brothers, mm-hmm. if you don't know their work.
Now known as the Scott Brothers. No,
yeah,
that's their music name.
And it's just so good.
That was their debut single, Coming Home, or Hold On, sorry. Hold On.
Hold On. But they're coming home. They're and, you know, they renovate homes.
They do renovate homes.
So our theme for today is rebirth, because
rebirth. Yep.
Same show.
Mm-hmm.
Different time.
Different
We've been
time.
Reborn.
We have.
Kind of like, should I Jesus? I can't say that, can I? Sorry, listeners. I just compared our radio show to Jesus.
Yep, that just happened.
It happened. Wild things happen.
Wild things happen on Hymn Hunters
and like TBH, we're mostly a talk show.
Yeah,
we play songs.
So actually, we've changed the description of our show. So last semester, it was like a alternative music show, but that is obviously not what happened.
Alternative music show. We played One Direction.
We played One Direction, Katy Perry. So we are now classified as a talk show.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So there's been a rebirth for
Hymn
Hunters
we are,
International.
So when we play songs, mm-hmm. sometimes we'll talk about them. Sometimes we'll just let you like ruminate. Is that
marinate?
The word? Marinate. sure. Whatever.
In your thoughts.
I have a song I want to play, but before that, we're just going to kind of like go through the like typical like schedule of our show. So we're going to play some songs. We're going to have one song usually we dive deep into, which I'm about to play. It's Lauren doesn't know
I'm
really
excited.
About it.
I've never heard this.
You all have probably heard it. Then we're going to do some recommended reads. Mm-hmm. We might talk about what's going on in our lives. Yeah. For instance, Lauren's smoothie craze.
It's not just a phase, I swear.
I'm concerned. We might talk about these weird new Facebook sticker things where you can say wow to a status or like, oh, I'm sad. I'm a queer J-Lo.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I'm excited. And, you know, we might even play a game.
Oh, yeah. We're so good at the games. We're really good at games. Our listeners love those.
It's a fan favorite.
Our listener loves that. Should I cue up this
song? Yeah, let's do it. I'm excited. So, do you want to give, like, a little bit of background, or do you want to go right into it?
I'm going to give a little bit of background.
Okay.
So, I have heard this song before, because it's in this movie called Made in Manhattan. And in this movie, J-Lo is a maid in a fancy Manhattan hotel. Mm-hmm. And she goes into this room and she tries on this woman's like beautiful like mm-hmm. white suit. And then she looks so good, okay? And then she decides that she's gonna like go out into the city and wear this suit and be a fancy lady. Uh-huh. And this is the song they play. And then today I listened to it again mm-hmm. in a class entitled Queer Pop. Mm-hmm. And it really changed my opinion of it. So I think that's enough context clues.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Is this the right aux?
Yeah, you want to take aux 2.
Sorry, we're new to this.
We're veterans.
Okay, ready?
Okay, you ready?
Wait, hold on. My volume is off.
Okay, turn the volume up.
Where'd it go? Okay, ready? And it's 5 minutes. We're not going to play all 5 minutes.
Okay, we'll just do a little snippet of greatest hits.
We're going to play a lot of it,
okay,
though.
Ready? Here we go. Okay.
So, Lauren.
That was incredible.
So, like, can we talk about how queer that song is?
Like, so much just it's fell into place.
Super gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, okay, let's start. Let's deconstruct this a little bit.
First of all, it's called I'm Coming Out. Like, right. It's pretty explicit. Mm-hmm. But, like, when J-Lo is being fancy in her, like, off-white... What would you call that color of her, like,
it's
trench coat
egg
pants?
Eggshell. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think that's fair. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Got to let it show. I'm coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do we not realize this, Lauren?
This is, like... Like, it's so obvious, it's, like, not obvious.
It's camp.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It is, like, so overt mm-hmm. that you don't even see it. And when J-Lo's prancing around, like, Times Square, you just don't even...
You don't see it.
And, okay, she's, like, in this, like, kind of, like, white power suit.
Right.
She's just... But she's simultaneously falling in love with a man. Who is the man in this? This is from Made in Manhattan. It's our recommended watch for the week.
I would agree with that.
I just made that decision, but I'm glad you agree.
It's a classic American film.
It's Ralph. Oh, my God.
Who is it?
It's Ralph Fiennes. You know, Voldemort.
Wait, really?
Yeah, J-Lo's falling in love
really?
With Voldemort. Oh, my God. J-Lo falls in love with Voldemort, and she's super queer at the same time. It's such a good movie.
This is incredible.
So that had nothing to do with her theme.
No, it didn't, but it was still amazing.
Do you have a song you want to play?
Do I have a song I want to play?
Honestly, we didn't prepare anything.
As usual.
You know what song I like, but I don't know if it has anything to do with our theme.
What?
Do you know Wild by Troy Sivan?
Yes, I do.
Is this embarrassing that
no,
I want to play
I
this?
Know that song.
Well, you know, it's kind of good.
I feel like we can let's listen to it, and I think we can definitely connect it to our
Have
theme.
You seen the Blue Neighborhood 3-part
yes.
music video? It's
yes,
an emotional
I have.
Roller coaster.
Amy's actually listening, so shout out to Amy.
Oh my God, hey Amy.
But Amy and I have watched the trilogy. We have shed tears together over it.
It's
intense.
Yeah, it's also like really well done.
Very well.
Like,
okay, so wait, let's give some background for people who don't know what we're talking about.
So Troye Sivan yeah. is this twinkie Australian YouTube star who, you know, makes videos. He has a coming out video. Mm. Unfortunately, Diana Ross is not featured in it.
Sadly.
And he's also sings songs. And like, I don't know, how would you describe this three-part trilogy?
So it's three different music videos on songs from his album. And it's about a blossoming romance between himself and another young gentleman. Another young gentleman. And classic, you know, the father doesn't approve. And, like, there's, you know, some steamy makeout scenes.
There's a lot of, like,
there's some
tropes.
Hitting. There's some tropes. But overall... a really great series.
Yeah, and you know, it's emotional.
It's emotional.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
The Australian landscape is mm-hmm. the Western Australian landscape is really featured because Troy is from Perth.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's Perthian.
He's Perthian.
I have no idea if that's what you call a Perth person. He's a Perther.
He's a Perther, Perthite.
Anyways, he's from Perth. It's a place in Australia, pretty far from Sydney actually. Do you know like almost all of the middle of Australia is like uninhabited? Like not
no.
that many people live in Australia. I think
yeah.
it's only like 30 million people, and
wow.
everyone lives in the coast. And the whole giant part is just kind of empty. Like there's kangaroos, mm-hmm. there's some like people, but most it's really like in what's the word like inhospitable. Like
yeah.
you can't
mm-hmm.
like it's hard to live there.
Yeah.
Fun fact about Australia.
Wow. This
yeah.
is so educational.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think from the series is if there is one song that fits with our theme.
Okay. Well, there's Fools. Are we fools to rebirth ourselves?
No, we're not fools.
There's Bite.
Mm-mm.
There's Talk Me Down.
Talk Me Down.
So you don't need to be... Yeah, okay.
Because Talk Me Down... Like, and it's like a... At the end, I think he has a rebirth, right? Because basically what
yeah.
happens at the end of the series
That's
is
beautiful.
Like... Thank you. It's like... He realizes that this boy will, like, never be able to love him back. And this boy's, like, with a girl. And there's, like, you know...
College
this, like,
is really
drama.
Strengthening our critical analysis skills.
I think so, too. But at the end, he's kind of, like, feeling sad that he can't be with this guy. But then he, like, realizes that it just, like, probably wasn't meant to be. And, like, this guy's not ready for a relationship.
Really? That's what you think?
That's how I see it.
Oh, and wait. Literally at the... Oh, wait. Wait, this is so embarrassing. I was about to say how the music video relates to Talk Me Down. And the music video for the song. Don't Talk Me Down, not Rebirth. I was like, literally, he's on an edge of a cliff at the end. Talk Me Down. Talk me but down. The theme is Rebirth. The theme is Talk Me Down for this show. No, we're kidding. Should we play Down? Should we play Down? Oh my
yeah, I actually
God.
Have it pulled up because it came up on my recommended watches in YouTube, so I can pull it up.
I have it on Spotify too, whichever you want.
Is there sound in the music? Like, is
there might
like,
be additional.
Okay, so why don't you pull it up?
Are you
on
ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, here we go.
I wanna sleep next to you, but that's all I wanna do right now. And I wanna come home to you, but home is just a room full of my safest sounds. 'Cause you know that I can't trust myself with my 3 a.m. shadow. I'd rather fuel a fantasy than deal with this alone. I wanna sleep next to you, but that's all I wanna do right now. So come over now and talk me down. That's all I wanna do right now. And I wanna get close to you, 'cause your hands and lips still know their way around. And I know I like to draw the line, it starts to get too real. But the less time that I spend with you, the less you'll need to heal. That's all I wanna do right now. So come over now and talk me down. Come over now and talk.
Okay, that was beautiful.
We just need to issue a quick apology to any of our listeners who the application says we're playing a different song than we were playing. That was Talk Me Down by Troye Sivan from Blue Neighborhood, parenthesis, deluxe, end parenthesis. His 2015 album with 16 songs that lasts 58 minutes.
Thanks for that update. Yeah.
Spotify Premium.
I think
Premium.
We had some issues with like being on two different like websites and playing funky things, but everything's fine. It's under control.
We're doing good.
We're doing great. This is our first show back after a long hiatus. So
I only slept 4 hours last night. You know,
it's been a problem.
It's been a problem. It's Yeah. Anyways.
So should we do life updates?
Yeah. Lauren, you want to tell us anything?
So actually, I have a really funny story.
Let's hear it.
It's not that funny, but I think it's pretty funny.
I'll think it's funny.
So, okay. I'm sure most of you don't know this about me. Ben does know this. When I have this thing, like when people dance in synchronization, it just makes me cry.
It's true.
Because like, I think it's so beautiful. And like you know, for example, like High School Musical, when they're all like dancing together at the end, like it just brings tears to my eyes. And so I was in class the other day.
Oh my God.
And we were watching this like video. It was my women's gender sexuality class.
Is it just intro?
It's just intro. Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we were watching this video. It's called like 1 Million Rising, and it's like about women combating violence, and all these like women are like standing up to violence, and it's like it's very problematic, and we like later just like tore it apart. But like she like played this video in class, and it's like all these women undergoing acts of violence, and they like push off their like abusers and start dancing, and I was just a mess. I was crying. It was just like
you cried in class.
Too much dancing. Like they were dancing all together. And
so did everyone think you liked this like in actuality problematic video?
Exactly.
And they're like,
horrifying.
Oh, yeah. Lauren loves this.
Right?
You literally cried at like the TDC, I think you cry.
TDC, I totally
Lauren cries. Like, it doesn't have to, like, just to be clear, it doesn't have to be good synchronized
dance.
No,
not even good.
Like, if it's, like, two sisters who are 6 years old and they just made a dance routine to an Ariana Grande song, like, Lauren is on the floor sobbing.
I don't know. Like, in high school when the cheerleaders used to, like, dance at pep rallies, I would just cry because it's so funny. It's like just think about all the work they put into like making that routine and just like that. I don't know. I'm getting teary just thinking about it. So that happened to me recently.
That is so. Shout out to Carissa who's listening. Carissa, what song do you want us to play? Facebook message me about it and we're going to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we love our listeners.
We love our listeners.
I'm trying to think what else is going on in my life.
Do you have a life update?
You know, life has just been a little wacky,
you know,
spooky,
you do,
one could
like
say.
I feel like you do have a big one because of, you know, the illness.
I had norovirus.
Mm-hmm.
I puked for the first time, everybody, in 9 years.
Dang.
I know, right? It's like an impressive, impressive streak considering I'm a college student.
Mm-hmm.
And like people puke all the time in college. Don't get norovirus. It's really not fun.
It sounded awful.
Yeah, I was kind of immobile for like 4 days.
Yeah.
But ugh. I don't want that to define me, you know? That's
You're
not
more
my
than
life.
Your
I am more than my noro. Apparently, I say neurovirus, and everyone's like, it's not a brain disease. and like, I get a lot of crap from my friends mm-hmm. about it because they're like, it's norovirus, not neuro.
It's like a New Jersey thing, like the.
I do say some things weird.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I say that has nothing to do with New Jersey, but mm-hmm. I say weird? What do you call the thing in a dresser that you pull out?
A drawer?
I say a draw. It's a draw.
A draw.
Is
that's
that
like not even close.
I know. I'm like, oh, it's in the draw. Like my friend was like, oh, like where's my shirt that I lent you? Mm-hmm. And she's in my room. I'm like, oh, it's in the draw. And she's like, excuse me?
It sounds like you're just like making that up. Like it doesn't sound like that's a real thing that you would ever say.
Can we say the word DAMN on radio?
See, what
because I want to talk about this meme.
Right.
But.
We can just say like, dang, Daniel.
Dang, Daniel.
I know where you're going with this. So wait, can we talk about like what, I just don't understand it. Like youth culture.
So,
I just, you
youth
know?
Culture. Basically, for those who don't know,
mm-hmm.
there was this person. He records his friend with his white Vans, and he says the more explicit version of dang,
mm-hmm.
Daniel. And then he says, back at it again with the white Vans. Should we play the remix, the SoundCloud remix?
Oh, yeah.
But
I think we should.
So, yeah, I got it. So, and then it became this giant internet meme. Like, companies got behind it. Clorox tweeted about it. You know, like how, like, corporate
mm-hmm.
branding, like, when... Formation Red Lobster tried to like you know
mm-hmm.
they got it. It's their moment.
Right.
So someone and it just became such a big thing.
But
I don't know
what's the joke.
It's kind of funny.
But like is it because it's
we're
like
not
this,
supposed
like,
to get it? I don't think.
Yeah, it's one of the. I mean, I just thought it was kind of like he's like the typical like teenage white boy with like white Vans on. I
but
don't know.
Daniel's kind of hot, TBH.
I mean, he's like a good looking like 16 year old.
I kept watching because Daniel was like Shawn Mendes. Lauren and I love Shawn Mendes, and he's a minor.
He's a minor. Has to be stopped.
Okay, so this is the Damn Daniel remix, and then we're going to play Carissa's song request, which I'm pumped about.
Okay, so I'm going to leave us on air, and then I'm going to play the remix over so we can, like, add in commentary.
Oh, you know? That's fancy.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Samira.
See, it's like, it's kind of silly.
His voice is like very funny.
Back at it again with the white band.
I think that's why it's such a big deal. I feel like we're old people right now trying to understand the youth.
We are.
You know what we should do? We should consult your sister.
Oh, let's see if we can get advice from a teenager.
Oh, it's over.
Okay. Well, that,
so that was it.
That, I mean, that was something.
So we're going to play Carissa's song, Don't Wanna Fight by Alabama Shakes.
I love Alabama Shakes and so much.
While we're playing that, Lauren's going to text her younger sister and we're going to try to get a youth opinion on Dang Daniel. Okay. It's safe harbor hours, everyone. Right. Got to keep it clean. Ready?
Keep it clean. Okay. Yeah, actually, you know what? I think you misinterpret safe harbor because I kind of thought safe harbor was when you could say naughty things.
Oh, so it isn't safe harbor hours.
I think this isn't safe harbor. I don't know. That's like what I thought.
This is funny.
But then you always use it the other way, so maybe I'm wrong.
Honestly, you would know better than me because, like, fun fact, everyone, this is only Lauren's radio show because I haven't been trained and I'm a guest every week.
That's just a perpetual guest.
I'm the perennial guest.
Always
yeah,
a guest.
Yeah, classic. Okay.
We'll let you know. We'll update you with the process, but Ben's going to get trained sometime soon.
And then maybe I can work the soundboard.
And then he can work the soundboard.
But exactly. Lauren looks so good, like, moving those things. Mm, okay, ready?
Okay, ready?
Don't Wanna Fight by Alabama Shakes.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Wait, quick news, live updates. Live this updates. Is a news show as well. Mm-hmm. Tufts now recognizes Indigenous Peoples Day.
Woo-hoo!
About time.
About
this is amazing.
Time.
It's very exciting. They tried to do this before, and none of the faculty came out to vote.
Really?
And that's why it failed, yeah. And they were really worried because today is a lot of like the major week events, meaning like there's a lot of like luncheons for prospective majors, but a lot of faculty came out and it's passed and we no longer recognize Columbus Day. It's very exciting. I'm very happy. Go shout out to Parker Breeza and all the other people who did a lot to help this pass. We're happy.
Mm-hmm.
So should we do a PSA in this kind of like newsy mood?
Yeah, let's do a PSA. Let's see. This is a new one. It's about a topic we talked about before, which is worldwide prison populations, but I think this is a new PSA, so
let's
give it a shot. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate with 606 per 100,000 for a total of 865,000 prisoners. That was a lot of numbers, but in sum, the U.S. Wait, okay, this I think this is a little confused because it says China is second, but then it says Russia is second. So actually, how the numbers work out is the U.S. has the highest rate of prisoners per population, while, let's see who's second, while Russia is second and China is third. So there you go. Some numbers to think about.
The former IR major in me just read a article about Russia's military and how it's not as strong as Putin says it is, but it is strengthening.
Interesting. Wow.
Which transitions.
That's fascinating, too.
It wasn't that interesting. Our recommended reads.
Recommended reads.
So right now I have a couple. I have a recommended listen and then two recommended reads. Okay. One is called, it's on Broadly, which is a part of Vice that centers around like women and queer folk and stuff like that. And and I guess this article doesn't center around those groups, but Broadly is a site that does that. It's a really interesting article. It's called When Does Eating Clean Become an Eating Disorder? And it's about this new eating disorder that is being recognized called orthorexia, which is when people have an obsession with healthy eating and how this trend can be compulsive. And I'm interested in this because I wrote this thing about eating disorders on Instagram and how that's been that those are related, and it's interesting to think about the way social media plays into this and the trendiness of clean eating. So that's interesting. And then this other one is really wild. It's on Raw Story. It's called Cults, Conspiracies, and the Utterly Bizarre History of Sleepy Time Tea.
What?
Do you know what Sleepy Time Tea is?
Yeah, my roommate loves Sleepy Time Tea.
So Amy, Sleepy Time Tea was founded by cult members.
That's crazy.
It's a story. And it's this whole cult and how these people started Sleepy Time Tea who were part of a cult, and which is Celestial Seasonings, which is actually the name of one of the cult members.
That's ridiculous. Wait, maybe I might be wrong. Maybe Amy doesn't like it. I think she likes
people
Sleepy Time
love
Tea.
It. I like it.
I like it. I've definitely had it before.
So that's my two recommended reads. And then my recommended listen.
Wait, I recommend a read.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Ben. So this week, my recommended read is about The Bachelor, because I don't know if you know this, but the new season of The Bachelor is underway, and it is glorious, as per usual. But so typically, The Bachelor contestants are 99% white, and if there are contestants of color, they usually are eliminated within the first few weeks.
Huh.
But
I didn't know the politics behind The Bachelor.
Yeah, very much. I mean, it's not obviously it's not a written rule, but
it's the trend.
So, but there was this one contestant this season, Jubilee. She's from Haiti, and she made it pretty far. Not super far, but she made it probably about halfway through the show, way past any other contestant of color. Or there's one other girl that's still there, but all the rest of the girls are white. And the article is called "The Bachelor's Letting Its Race Issue Show," but that's not enough. And this is about how like normally, like when there's people of color on the show, they're very like one-dimensional characters, and they don't really usually get a lot of airtime. Their characters aren't really fleshed out. But Jubilee had a lot of depth to her, and she really had like a story and really connected with Ben. But her downfall, that's about to her downfall is that like all the other girls just like ganged up on her and were so rude to her, and they're like, she's like separating herself and like
that's fascinating.
And then one girl, Lauren H. was doing an interview.
Is she the chicken enthusiast?
No, Lauren H. is a kindergarten teacher.
Okay.
And Lauren H. said, Ben wants a wife that will be friends with all the other soccer moms, in reference to Jubilee. Like, Jubilee could never be friends with the other soccer moms.
Yeah. Wait, question, just logistically, is Lauren H. taking time off her job to be on The Bachelor, or is this filmed over the summer?
Right, so I think they all have to take time off their jobs to be on The Bachelor. Wow. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, we're talking about jobs like twin, chicken enthusiast,
twin,
dog lover, kindergarten. Not that being a kindergarten teacher is like trivial, but you know, you see
Wait,
what I'm saying.
One of the jobs is twin.
Twin. Two. I'm there was dead. Two twins. No. There was two twins on there. They both went on together. Emily and Haley. Okay. So wait. This is super dramatic. So Ben didn't know who to choose
from. This is Lauren's Bachelor recap, everyone.
They're identical twins. And Ben was like, yeah, I don't really know like which one I like. And so when they went, they 1 week they went to Las Vegas, and the twins are from Las Vegas. So he surprised them with a two-on-one date. And they both went to their house, their childhood home. And like, he met their mom, and he like went off in separate rooms with them and like talked to them individually. And at the end, he's like, okay, Haley, sorry, you're not coming back. Emily, let's go. And he leaves with Emily, and Haley is at home crying. And there's like, first it's a shot of Haley crying on her mom's shoulder, and then it's a shot of Emily making out with Ben in the limo, and it's so
Why don't I watch The Bachelor?
It's so good.
Oh my god, speaking of a show that's so good, do you watch Jane the Virgin?
Jane the Virgin. Mm-hmm.
I am obsessed with Jane the V.
Wait, where are you on season one still?
Episode 17.
I like season one so much better than I like season
don't
two.
Don't say that.
I know. Enjoy season one way ahead.
Everyone watch it. I was like, I don't think I'll like this. Like, blah, 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 blah. It's so good. I don't know anyone who's watched it and hasn't liked it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Another recommended, I love how like we think that like people will just take our advice. Lauren and I are like low-key narcissists. Mostly,
a little bit.
I think I'm more of a narcissist than Lauren. Anyways.
It's okay.
So this is a podcast called Modern Love. It's the New York Times has a Modern Love section, and they have this episode about adoption and open adoption. So this woman, she's pregnant and she decides to give up her child to an open adoption, which means that like the adoptive parents are transparent with their child, and like she can visit him. And it's about like grieving the loss of a child who's alive.
Ooh, interesting.
It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's about like knowing that your child, you'll never like, she has this moment where she talks about like, she knows that she's never going to have her child again. You know, like her child will never be hers. But this moment where like she realizes she wants her child back. And knowing she can't have her child.
Is that just kind of like a regret, like an instant like regret kind of thing? Or is that like a real, like it was she like, made a mistake?
So she didn't have that until her child was a little older.
Oh,
until he was around 10 years old. And then she like was like, wait, because she was at a different place in her life.
Oh,
and she wanted her child back, but that's not how it works. Yeah. And it was really, it's really moving and like emotional. There's no choreographed dance, but I think you'll cry, Lauren.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
Do you have a song you want to play? Or do you have anything else you want to recommend?
I think that's it.
Wait, you've seen Work, the music video, right?
I have.
The double music video. Yeah. Which do you like better, one or two?
I
like one.
I don't know. I like one. They're both, I don't know. They're both amazing.
I feel like, okay.
You can't choose.
I'm sad that Formation came out like so long ago, because we can't even talk about it. Like it's
I
over.
Know it kind of it's like a done
we missed our chance.
Agreed.
What do you want to play?
Let's see.
I mean, something that I've what have I been listening to a lot lately? Have you heard Olivia by One Direction?
Yeah.
Sometimes I close my eyes and pretend I'm Olivia when I listen to that song.
Sometimes I do too. So should we play it?
Okay. I have it.
Okay, so we close our eyes and we pretend that we're rebirthed as Olivia.
Reborn. As Olivia. So close your eyes.
Everyone close your eyes.
Take some deep breaths and pretend your name, your given name or your chosen name is Olivia. Ready?
We're giving up when you told me I didn't give you enough, and all of your friends were saying I'd be leaving you. She's lying in bed with my.
my t-shirt on, just thinking how I went about it wrong. This isn't the stain of a red wine, I'm bleeding, look. Please believe me, don't you see the things you mean to me? Oh, I love you, I love you, I love, I love, I love Olivia. I live for you, I long for you, Olivia. Say it now, cause I got the feeling you're walking out. And time is irrelevant when I've not been seeing you. The consequences are falling out. That's something I'm having nightmares about. These are the reasons I'm crying out to be with you. Please believe me, don't you see the things you mean to me? Oh, I love you, I love you, I love, I love, I love Olivia.
That was amazing.
Did you feel like Olivia?
I felt like I was Olivia. It was incredible. Which, I felt like I was reborn.
Who's your favorite One Direction? Zayn can count.
I think, let's see. So Liam and Louis are pretty much the same person.
True.
To me. Like, I feel like I can't tell them apart. Niall is just like a little too like baby face.
Mm-hmm.
So like by process of elimination, I kind of have to go with Harry.
So I wish Zayn was still in One Direction because I love Zayn. Oh wait, what did I say in one of like the last episode about, was it where I was, who did I say I loved so much? Was it, who did I say was my god? Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Yeah, it was Justin Bieber.
And Carly Rae. Wait, okay, ready? Let's play a game.
Okay.
Ideal spring fling.
Ooh.
But it has to be realistic. Like, don't say like Rihanna.
Well, we all
know
that Fergie is a great candidate.
Okay, cool. Yes. I would love Fergie.
I would love Fergie.
I'm thinking Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, interesting.
She's trying to make a comeback. I'm thinking, so Gwen Stefani's also trying to make a comeback.
I feel like Gwen Stefani's like pretty big still, though.
She is still pretty big. Carly Rae Jepsen.
She would be amazing.
People would be pissed. She I feel like no one like
no one
appreciates
but us would
emotion.
Be like really excited.
I would cry.
Oh my god, emotion!
I'd be sober the whole time.
Oh my god, so I could enjoy just that experience. Like, hey, speaking of Frank Sprinkling, though, thoughts on hashtag Free Kesha?
Oh. Also, then I want to talk about how Spring Fling's on a Sunday this year.
It's on a Sunday?
Yeah, and we have I might have a final that Monday. Yo, so, but way more important is Free Kesha. Mm-hmm. It's, like, really upsetting. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really upset. And, like, I don't really know what to make of this whole, like, Taylor Swift donating all this money, and then Demi kind of dragged her and was like, well, I don't have that much money to donate, but then I'm also like, one, Demi, like, don't talk about money.
I just feel like Demi has that much money to donate.
Like,
I guess
she doesn't have that kind of money, but it felt weird when someone famous is talking about, like, how they don't have that much money.
Yeah.
But also, it's just, like, I guess my biggest feeling is that I'm feeling frustrated that we're encouraging, we're like, why aren't all these women speaking out? But then we have no expectation that men will speak out.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, Ariana, where are you? And then Ariana tweets something and they're like, Lady Gaga, like, Rihanna, where are you, right? But like, well, Lady Gaga tweeted something, but you know what I'm saying? They're like, why aren't all these like female pop stars speaking out? But like, no one's like, Justin Bieber, where are you? Like, I don't know. Like, Ed Sheeran, where are you? Like, I mean, like, no, I don't see Adam Levine tweeting anything, and but like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I also think there's a really great BuzzFeed article about this, but like, we just need to stop talking. It's not about like what other people are doing. Yeah. It's like, this is about Kesha, and like, why is Demi making this about Taylor? Like, this is not like, you know, Taylor can like donate, she can just like do whatever she wants, but like, the focus really should be on like the injustices that Kesha is facing,
and the
like,
justice system failing once again.
And like corporate abuse of like a human's life, you know? Like,
it's really interesting in queer pop. We're talking, I'm gonna bring this class up so much on the radio show. We were talking about how like in the 20s and the 30s, record companies basically would like own these famous people, and like they'd sign into these 10-year contracts or longer. And basically, like, if they decided, for instance, that like they didn't want you in their movies, but they'd already signed you, you couldn't work for anyone else, and you were just unemployed. And they like forced women to get plastic surgery, to diet. They put Judy Garland on like methamphetamines when she was filming, I think, Wizard of Oz, so she could film like 12 hours a day.
Oh my God.
Like, they did all of these things. And then like, we're talking about that almost as like it was this thing of the past. And then we see this Free Kesha thing, and Kesha doesn't own her own voice. It very much isn't.
It's and also the fact that like, you know, Sony could do something about it, and Sony could just be like, okay, like, let's just term, and you know, like, Sony could surpass like what the court's ruling, and they're like not doing that. It's like,
yeah, they
don't
couldn't
care.
They just terminate the contract. I don't know like how business works, but I feel like they could do that. Should we talk about
ridiculous, but yeah,
there's so much I want to talk about.
So much going on.
Have you listened to Kanye's new album?
A little bit, not much. I saw his performance on Saturday Night Live, which I thought was very good.
I don't know much. I've been kind of out of
this. Kanye has been going on some Twitter rants recently.
The Bill Cosby's Innocent thing.
Ooh, not so good.
But the biggest thing I know about Kanye's album, this is going to make me sound very oblivious, but do you know on the Netscape Snap story, there's like that beautiful morning? That's from Kanye's album, and that's the most of that I know. I'm sorry for everyone who just heard me sing a little bit. What else? Oh, you know what I want to watch after this radio show? MSNBC just did an interview with Donald Trump's wife, Melania Trump, who's a Slovakian immigrant.
What bizarre lady.
Yeah. Have you heard her? Like, in her rallies, he'll be like, Melania, say something. And she'll be like, I am proud of my husband. And then she'll be like, clap for him. And then she leaves. It's weird.
Can we talk about Trump winning the Nevada caucus? Thoughts on that?
Honestly, these days, okay, this is going
to
be...
So wait, really quick, before you say that, I have a quick introduction. I was talking to my friend Julie the other day, and she was saying...
I'm not going to use her last name. I'm like, this person who lives in this street.
Yeah, right. This is her social security. So I was talking to Julie, and she said she was listening to this podcast. I can't remember what it was through, but they said that Trump has a 50% chance of winning the Republican nomination. 50%.
I think it's... I mean, I see it... Like, he hasn't lost a state, right? Didn't he win... No, Ted Cruz won Iowa.
Did he? Yeah.
So he won New Hampshire and he won Nevada. He'll probably win South Carolina. Here's my thing. Are you really less afraid of Trump than you are Cruz? Because part of me isn't. For instance, like...
Well, see, I think the contender against Trump is not Cruz, but it's Rubio. Yeah.
Interesting. I guess the thing is, like, what I appreciated about Trump, which is a sentence I never thought I'd say, recently he said, like, Planned Parenthood isn't all bad. He was like, they do some great things for women's health. I just don't agree with the abortion part, right? And I'm like, this is a man who was once a Democrat, you know, who, like, had some pretty moderate views in the past. Part of me feels like he's just saying all of this because he knows it's strategic and he knows what it takes to win.
But, like, you wouldn't, like... Like, he could never be our president. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but, like...
Like, versus... You're saying, like, versus Ted Cruz or versus Rubio,
honestly,
prefer Trump?
I don't know. I don't know who I'd prefer, because that's all
Make
terrifying
America
to
green
me.
Again.
I just think that, like, we're talking... I just think, like... I think they're similar... They're just as scary, but in different ways.
I mean, the fact that we're saying that, like, Marco Rubio is, like, the good alternative is, like,
wild.
Terrifying.
Although I recently saw something Samantha Bee did.
Oh, my God. Is this her new show?
Yeah, she's good.
I love her.
And it was about how, like, we're calling John Kasich a moderate, and he isn't moderate at all. And, like, it's just, like, Well, also then I read this other article because I don't do my homework. I just read articles. And it was like, what, like, stop. And then because when Jeb dropped out, all these people were nostalgic for Jeb. And it was like, stop being nostalgic for Jeb. Here's why he's bad, too. And it's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, one more thing on this. Mm-hmm. So I recently had a very upsetting conversation with my father. Mm-hmm. Hi, Dad. You're probably not listening. About how he says that he would vote for Bloomberg over Bernie Sanders.
Really?
Like, my dad is like a lifelong Democrat. I don't think he's ever voted for a Republican in his life. And he really doesn't like Bernie Sanders.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, I would not vote for him. And like, he told me that, Dad, I'm putting you on blast. sorry. He told me that he would vote for, this is before Bush dropped out, he might vote for Bush over Bernie. And I got really mad. And it's not like I'm a diehard Bernie fan. I'm like, kind of, I don't know who I'm voting for, but I'm kind of tired of, like, I'll probably vote for Bernie. But, like, I'm tired of all this, like, Bernie's so amazing, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, eh. Anyways.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation. But I think it's interesting how, like, on this campus, we see so much, like, Bernie hullabaloo. Mm-hmm. Is that a word?
No, that is definitely the word,
But, like, adults, like, older people.
Yeah.
They're not so into it. Like, a lot of people my parents age really, who are Democrats, really don't like Bernie. And that's interesting to me.
Well, I think there's also, like, a fear of the really far left and the really far right. And Bernie's, like, very far left.
It's just, I just, you know, I never imagined that. I don't know. I just, it's just interesting. Like, I guess.
It's interesting how much support he's gained and how much of a dark horse he's been. And everyone, you know, like, when you hear, like, Hillary's, like, you know, coming in this this term and, you know, there's, like, no re-election and it, like, it just seemed like it was, she was, like, a shoo-in.
Shoo-in, yeah. Yeah. It's just, elections are weird. Elections, I don't know. Are weird.
Hey, I have a game for us to play.
Okay, I'm excited.
I'm on usnews.com, and there's a list of words presidential candidates say the most. So I'm going to say a presidential candidate, and you've got to guess what words they say the most.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one we're going to do is Rubio. What do you think? What do you think the words that Rubio says? Something like in speeches, stuff like that.
Oh, he has this line that he always falls back on. Oh my God, wait. What's that line that he always, right? I know exactly what it's going to be, but I'm losing it. Give me a clue.
Well, the first one's kind of random.
What is it?
The first one is Gaddafi.
He says Gaddafi that much?
I don't.
Oh, because he loves talking about Hillary Clinton and Benghazi.
Yeah, I think that must be like the reference to that. He loves saying, he also loves Libyan a lot as well.
Benghazi.
Benghazi. He loves, let's see, downgrade is one of the words that he likes.
American dream.
Declines. Dream is on here. Nominee is on here. Okay, these aren't that good.
I can do Bernie Sanders. Billionaires and millionaires.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me scroll down to Bernie. Okay, Bernie Sanders. Yeah.
Billionaire.
Wealthiest.
Wealthiest. Class, probably.
Yeah, Vermont.
Vermont.
Richest.
Richest.
CEOs.
Exxon Mobil. Big banks.
That's so funny. Wealthiest people, tax breaks. He loves that.
What's Donald Trump?
Let's see,
Mexico.
Trump's not on here. We have Ted Cruz though. There's one word that Ted Cruz says far more than any other. It's a current policy named after
Obamacare.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Ted Cruz
all
hates
the
Obamacare.
Time. He really likes saying Obama. Defund is a big one. Benghazi, Texans. Yeah.
Texans.
Okay, last one. Rand Paul.
Isn't Rand out?
I kind of think he is. This must be old.
I don't know. I don't know Rand Paul.
I don't really know Rand. Okay, it's just like Patriot, Libya.
Oh, Patriot, Libya.
let's see what else. OSHA. I don't know what that is.
Oh.
What is that?
I think it's a trade agreement.
Okay. Anyway, he's less exciting.
Oh, no. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
A trade agreement.
Let me live.
Okay, cool. So this is where Ben and I pretend to know about politics.
And we don't know much.
And we don't know much.
We're much better at, like, talking about Demi Lovato.
So true. I can queer Demi Lovato any day of the week. Could I tell you what OSHA is? Probably not.
Oh my God, look. Now Twitter's recommending I follow J-Lo. Like, yes, please.
Are you on Twitter right now, Ben?
Seriously? Yeah.
You should be focused on the show.
I'm trying to, like, okay.
Are you researching?
Maybe. Kanye West is tweeting, new album coming this summer. That's what Kanye tweeted six months ago. Already?
Oh, that's impressive.
That's quick.
That is a quick turnaround.
Oh, also, we endorse the @LosFilosDaycare Twitter account.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Like, sometimes I'm, like, vaguely offended by it. And sometimes I'm like, this is so real. It's so funny.
I think, like, the reason why it's, almost a little offensive is because it's, like, very, very real.
It makes me uncomfortable with how real it is.
Wait, how did you find it? It's so funny.
Honestly, I might have found it because you retweeted it.
I retweet it pretty frequently. Can we read one? Let's find one that's, like, appropriate to read. It's basically like a daycare for like yuppie kids.
It's really funny.
It's satire. Yeah, it's not like a real, you know. But they like tweet about like things that these kids like would do, and it's
okay. Ready?
It's very funny. Okay, wait. I've got one. Okay, Sushi 2, that's a kid, euthanized a moth after it flew into his face. Moth was a trigger. He let out a primal scream and planted a tree in its honor.
To address the recent gossip, we've heard the rumor that Zaire's mommy had an epidural during her birth and we're looking into it.
So funny.
I love how they pretend that they, so like it's all fake, but yeah. In this fake world, they test their workers for aspartame, their employees. Love is so in the, this is the tweet on Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. So are volatile organic chemicals, pesticides, and toxins. Hold your children tightly.
So it's just like very, it's just very real. The satire is like so on point in terms of just like yuppie young families. But anyway, we're nearing
the end. Our ukuleles for Bernie event has been postponed. We have a large group that is both feeling the burn and feeling the burn of the head lice.
I just love it. Anyway, Ben, do you have any closing comments to
I'm so happy we're back, Lauren.
We're back. This is great.
Wait, we didn't get our favorite caller.
Our favorite caller?
Caller. I don't think
so. We do have a caller that has called in to us many times before, but unfortunately, I don't think he was alerted about our time change.
We're getting a phone call.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Ben, you want to check it out? Okay. As Ben is answering the final call, Kevin. It turns out our caller called in, Kevin from Malden. But we're going to close the show, I think, today.
We're glad to be back.
Should we do Dici?
Yeah, I think we're gonna
Ben is talking in the background, but Kevin from Malden recommends Dici by Equelli. So we will play that song. So thank you for listening. This has been Hymn Hunters International on 91.5 WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be back next week, 1 to 2, with a new show. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.